Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's check out who's buying real estate.
I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate, and joining me is
Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
Hey, Marcia, let's talk about who the buyer clientele is. So first, tell the audience what the average market price is of single-family houses.
Well, sold prices year-to-date is at $379,000 median sales price. So $379,000 is the sold market pricing. That's fantastic. I mean, not necessarily in a good way for your buyer, but it's phenomenal what it's done over the last year, over 14% appreciation.
Wow, I think I'm old. When I was a lender 30 years ago, I think the average median price was $185,000, $200,000. Man, I feel old.
Do you remember when, I believe it's Ken Broughton did that series that started with a $60,000 house and what it's done to appreciate over the past year? Well, $60,000 house, where is that house?
I think that's a garden shed, right? Isn't that Cheryl Shishet?
That's right, Cheryl Shishet. Now, the median list price, I'm sorry, the average list price is $579,000. So our inventory is up there at $500,000 and our buyers are down here at $379,000.
Okay, my mind is just exploding right now. I'm going 9,000 different directions. I have a 25-year-old child, student, or kid, lives here in Eugene, graduated from the U of O, gainfully employed. There's no way he can afford a $379,000 house.
And we haven't even talked about debt ratio, the possibility of student loans behind that situation like that or those similar. So you're right, there is a affordability gap. Now, the interest rates have been phenomenal as well. So that's offset this, at least the last year. So there's been, let's say, 10% increase in buying ability based on lower interest rates versus last year's 14% higher prices. So it's offset some of that gain.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's true. And just ballpark, I know we're not lenders, but if my son went into Liddell White at Guild and he was going to buy a house owner occupied, what would he see? Like 3.5% for an interest rate? Ballpark? 4?
Less than 4% has been the recent history.
Okay.
So that's definitely the case. What you're seeing in that circumstance of first-time buyers is you're seeing a lot of parents participating early on. You're seeing gift money. You're seeing, actually, I've seen purchases in cash by the parents. Once it's closed, they sell it to the buyer that's actually going to get the mortgage. So they compete by going cash in while the competition has to finance it, scoop it away from those other first-time buyers. And then when they're alone with the house, they can sell it to their daughter or son.
That's brilliant.
Fancy magic. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.